guess you're probably wondering why they're singing what they're singing.
Mr. Magic.
See, that's a name women all over the world give to me.
Mr. Magic.
And it's kind of a story attached to this. And I'm gonna run it down
Mr.
to you.
Mr. Magic.
When I was 18 years old, there's a lot about life that I'd never been told. Then this little girl took me aside. She told me about the birds, the bees, but I still couldn't get it right. She said, no, you got it wrong. I gotta take you in hand. 'Cause though you're 18 years old, you ain't hardly a man. By the time I was through with her, I knew just what to do. She said, hey, Kirk, I got just one thing to say about you.
You're just magic.
What's that?
Mr. Magic.
Woman, I thought, man, I'll try a few. Then his big fat mama said, I'll make mincemeat out of you. Now when I started with her, she went 210. But when I finished, she said, it's so good to be slim again.
Gorgeous magic.
All right, mama.
Mr. Magic.
Let the whole world know.
Gorgeous magic.
As time went by, my reputation grew. And women all over the world, well, they just knew. For any love problem, you just come to Kirk. 'Cause I got the remedy, and it always works. One day this lady said, a man was such a bore, that he made loving her feel like a daily chore. So then I took her along with me. And now that lady, she's in total ecstasy. All right, mama.
Mr. Magic.
Let the whole world know.
You're just magic.
Anything to please, lady. Anything to please.
Mr. Magic. You're just magic.
I love to hear you call my name. Go on, baby, go on.
Mr. Magic.
Now I guess it's only fair to let you guys in on the secret of my success. Now you see, what I got has been handed down to me through the years, from generation to generation. Now you could say it's kind of like a matter of my breeding, you know? And I'm gonna show you exactly how that goes.